It's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And in these dog days of summer, sometimes it's a good idea to sit back and enjoy a good movie.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, Good Will Hunting is always a favorite to revisit. Laura Fominoff has sat down with our pop culture critic, Craig Silliphant, who tells us about a neat tidbit about that Oscar-winning flick.
It's an amazing movie, 1997's blockbuster, award-winning. It got Ben Affleck and Matt Damon their Oscars in screenwriting, oddly enough. There's just this really fun fact I stumbled on this week. Matt and Ben, as I said, wrote Good Will Hunting, but Matt started writing it as a final assignment for a playwriting class he was taking at Harvard University, and then he got Ben involved, who was his best friend at the time. They eventually decided to sell to a company called Castle Rock after a bidding war, but they paused the deal-making when they had a suspicion that no one had actually read the script. Ah. So it's actually common for studios to buy a script without reading it. However, you know, when that happens, the studio may try and change things during filming and production. So they didn't want that to happen, and according to Boston Magazine, they decided to write a nonsensical X-rated scene into the movie involving Robin Williams, who, as you remember, played the therapist for Matt Damon's character. So on page 60, they wrote an adult scene and then continued to shop the script with big studios, big and small, really. But in the scene, Will, played by Matt Damon, comes into Sean's office, Robin Williams' character, and ignites a graphic sexual encounter with him. Of course, no one expected this except one studio. No one noticed it except for one studio, I should say. The one and only studio that actually called out the scene sent them an email saying, what the hell is that? they decided to sell it to them. It was Miramax, who ultimately was huge in the 90s and made, you know, Quentin Tarantino movies and things like that. But they ultimately picked up Good Will Hunting. And when the boys knew that they had actually read the script, they decided to go with this company, who was then a small studio. So it was like a bit of a risk even for them to do that. But anyway, I just thought that was a fun film fact that's out there.
And they also talked about two powerhouses joining forces again.
It's been 30 years since Forrest Gump. Obviously, it was a massive blockbuster, a Best Picture winner. And as you said, Tom Hanks and the director Robert Zemeckis are getting back together, reuniting for a new film. This movie's called Here, and it's co-written by Robert Zemeckis and Eric Roth. It stars Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. The premise is based on an experimental graphic novel by Richard McGuire, and it's the story of a single location across the huge expanse of time. So I think it covers about a 200-year period. In one area where there's sort of like the camera set up in one place. So 200 years ago, there's nothing there. It's just a forest or something. And then you eventually kind of see the house built. And then Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, I think, play a married couple that live in this house and spend their whole life there. So the perspective of the camera never changes. And then they've done a bunch of like, you know, age graphics and stuff on Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. So, you know, they look 18 again in some of the movie. And then, you know, obviously in different parts of the movie, they look 75 or whatever. So it's sort of, you know, it's a whole life of not just these people, but this place sort of unfolding. It's an original. I mean, that could be incredibly gimmicky and terrible, or it could be something that is just super unique and interesting. So we'll have to see. It doesn't open till November 15th, but it just seems like such a cool idea.
That was our pop culture critic, Craig Silliphant. As you heard, Heat will hit theaters November 15th. Keeping you in the know through your day, this is Saskatchewan Afternoon.